I love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So now that was a good
one. Like, I had
to play a song.
Too funny, mama. What's with the grin?
Jeffrey and Kim. Yeah, but it's too funny. Hi, I'm Chris Denman. I'm live in St. Louis. That is Coca Brown. She's live in Atlanta. She's a comedian, writer, producer extraordinaire. I am just the dude who upsets you guys when Kim and Sherry aren't here. We've got a really special show today. Kim is running behind. Sherry had some crazy stuff come up last minute. So what do? Coca, we did this for the fans. We got a great guest today. You'll learn more about her in just a second. You are kind enough at the last minute to fill in for the great Sherry Shepherd. I'm playing the part of Kim Whitley, so I'm going to walk off screen in the next minute to minute and a half. Maybe yell at my child, but I don't have a child, so I got to find one. Coca Brown, at Coca Brown, one funny mama on Instagram. The fans love you. I love you. Good to see you, Coca.
Good to see you too, Chris. My pleasure, baby.
Right.
Excuse my kids behind me, but hey, I'm here. I'm here.
You're here. That's all that matters. We'll be joined by Kim Whitley shortly. If you all haven't checked out Coca on the Road, I wanted to tell you she has a show coming up in Atlanta. Let's get this out of the way. We got a lot to talk about. At City Winery, I believe, and maybe there's some music involved. Is this like a dual bill?
Yeah, it's me and you would ask me that, and I don't have the name of the band in front of me right now.
Oh,
but,
weird. If only we had the flyer.
I know, and it's, of course, not in front of me right now. Like, do I have it? Oh, gosh. But, yeah, so I'll be at City Winery. Oh, Casper and the 911 band. See, you be on it, bro. You be on it. So me and my boy Lamont Farrell, who's an amazing writer and comedian as well, we're going to, like, co-host, co-headline this thing with the band. So we're going to have a good time at City Winery, one of my favorite places on earth. I was just there, a month ago, hanging out with Marsha Ambrosius. So, you know, I love the City Winery, so... Come through. It's a great place to, you know, be booed up or get booed up because, honey, it's options.
That's what I'm talking about. And Coca, you're single, if I remember correctly? Like, maybe you'll get somebody to shoot their shot on stage.
I am willfully single. I could easily have a man. I could close my eyes and flip through my DM and have a man tomorrow. But I am willfully single right now. I am enjoying my peace.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Brothers will have to wear some wings for me right now.
Perfect. So not only was Coca kind enough to fill in last minute for the great Sherry Shepherd, we also have a guest today too. And honestly, as hard as I try, I'm not a funny mama. So I figured we would have a very high-level, intelligent guest who's also an entertaining, smart, funny mama. Her name's Areva Martin. She's a civil rights attorney. She's based in Los Angeles. She's got a lot to talk about. The fans love her. Coca, you're going to love her as well. If we can, I think Areva is on. Deja, we'll bring her in just a second. So we'll get her up on screen. But Coca, I'm curious, are we good? Areva on?
Okay, I think I am.
Oh, let's get her on screen. Yeah. There she is. Areva, welcome. How are you? Welcome to No One Funny Mama.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know you had to hold it down for Kim, Chris.
You know, I've done it on many occasions behind the scenes, but today I got a frantic call and it was, I'm almost back to the house. Joshua's got a basketball game. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then she said 20 after. So it's like, you help me with the math on that. That's probably 30 after. So I figured the fans are waiting. Let's just get it on. We got two talented people.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. Well, Coca, you're back. You've been on before. Areva's been on here before as well. If you have questions for our very special guest today, drop them in the live chat. You can ask Coca anything about comedy. Probably stick to relationships. Sounds like she's willing to give out some advice on how to block people in the DMs.
Hey, I can tell you how to find the signs, baby. Trust me, I'm a sign catcher. Okay, trust me.
I think it's been a minute because you've been on B-Flat's podcast as well. How are things with your son in Atlanta? It's the show. Two funny mamas. Let's get an update on mom and son.
He is great. You know, my child. You know, people look at him and they automatically assume football and basketball. But my child is right now trying to, I guess, be the next Coco Golf. He's all about tennis right now. So
I love it,
and I'm loving it. I'm loving it because it's like so off the beaten path, but he's loving it right now. He still plays basketball, flag football, stuff like that, you know, so he's really into sports. Excelling in school. Yeah, I'm going to brag him in. AP math, AP science, straight A's. That's my baby. I don't know where he got that from because it's sure ain't his mama. So I'm thinking it's somebody in our ancestry that was very good at numbers, because that's why I have accountants. I know.
That's incredible. Well, you're growing your career. You were telling me last time when you were in St. Louis, you did Fat Tuesdays with Guy Tori. We love him. Mm-hmm. But you were working with, did you do something with Country Wayne recently too?
I've been doing some skits with him, playing Cousin Coca, trying to help Anthony get away from Amber. The fans have been wanting me to come back. So, Country Wayne, if you're watching this, you need to bring me back because the fans are wearing me to death. It's crazy that, you know, I literally have a body of work, but people know me from Country Wayne. I'm like, so this lady, you know, the power of social media. So be prepared to see me doing something silly on social media at some point, because obviously, you know, my credits don't count.
Well, they do. They do count, and it takes the chops to build that up. And we're excited to see.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
More from you. I don't mean to do this, but Areva, I'm going to put you on the spot. You know anything about having very talented children?
I do, and congratulations to yours at AP Science and Math. Is he thinking about like being a astronaut or, you know, cancer researcher, physician? Like, what's he thinking?
You know, I don't know. The last thing he was very big about is he wanted to be a fighter pilot. He saw Top Gun 2, and then I showed him Top Gun 1, and he was like, I want to be a fighter pilot. Then I had to break it down to him. Unless we get LASIK, maybe you wear glasses, you can't be a fighter pilot. I said, but you can build them jets. And he was like, for real? So I don't know. I think I may have an engineer on my hands or someone like that, because he loves to build things. He's the kid you can give 5,000 pieces of Legos to, and he's going to be at that kitchen table till it's done, which will usually be about 4 hours. He's always doing experiments off of YouTube and got my kitchen looking like a war zone. But, you know, something in that realm, I think, of science or math, he's going to do. Yeah.
Areva,
to be an inventor. I can see patents in his future. You know, so many of the billionaires that we don't talk a lot about because they're not, you know, in the limelight a lot, but many of them hold patents for things like medical equipment and, you know, other kinds of equipment that we use in this country. So start talking to him about patents. That's what I'm seeing in his future.
All right. Don't give me something. Okay. You ain't saying number the word, girl. Say less.
you get an attorney on. We've got the legal corner. That's right. She's here.
I tell her all the time, Mama be knowing
me. Two daughters who are graduating from law school, they're going to be lawyers. So he'll need some help with those patents. And okay. That's going to be really, I'm just, whenever you hear about somebody into science and math, you get excited because, you know, there's this kind of trope around Black kids in particular that they're not good in science and math. So I'm always excited to hear when they are.
Yeah.
Mm,
so
absolutely.
I can see that. Yeah. Thank you for that. I'm going to let him know that. Let's get some patents.
Look who it is.
Oh, we see somebody.
I don't ever go to a basketball game.
For 20 minutes.
No.
Yeah, right. You've been sitting on the 405 or the 101.
No, no. I can tell you everything that y'all talked about. You want me to start? Chris, when did you realize I was here?
About a minute and a half. 2 minutes ago.
2 minutes ago?
No, no. When y'all started cracking on me first. Talking about Kim called with this frantic call. Oh, I've been here the whole time. Just sitting here. I was like, I don't know.
So what AP classes is Tolkien? What AP classes is her son enrolled in?
He's in math, science, and
she just heard you repeat that.
And he's gonna become a great tennis player.
Oh, okay. Maybe
she okay, well, she's been here. I've been here. Who you thirst trapping? Like, going to my son's basketball games, football games. So, what coach?
I'm supposed to be going right now, but since I was late, everything's been late today. I was over in a meeting, so I ran here. So now I couldn't find my assistant. She in my house, just not answering her phone. So I was like, so I had another parent take Joshua to the game. So that's what I'm saying is all this. So now she's going to go and pick him up. But he has a dance at 5 to 7. So he got to come home, wash under them arms, put on his little dance clothes, and go to the dance. So it's a lot going on. It's so good. I mean, y'all are a couple of my favorite females. So I was like, if they can jump on, it'll be great. And thank you because I was late. I'm glad y'all were here. For the 5 minutes that I was late, you know, I was actually late 20 minutes, but y'all didn't start right then.
I was
going to
say, we can do an interrogation segment with Areva here. I mean, if you really want to play this game.
Chris, you saw me break it down. Chris, don't make me bring up some more details. I was here.
Uh-oh, look out.
That's what I'm saying.
He might not know when I come on, and I was going to text him. I thought, like, there's, like, a magical ding that says, and I was like, he wants to talk to the ladies for a little bit.
Of course, I love talking to the ladies. Here's how it works. Here's a peek behind the scenes. Deja is engineering. She's back there. So she can see it, but she's also dealing with, like, 20 other things. So by the time she sees it, then we get you worked in. She texts me because there's a little bit of a flow, but, you know, you're about right.
Oh, I understood. Trust me. I was over here yelling at the dogs, trying to figure out who's going to pick up Joshua. Trust me. You didn't want to and listening. And it was good because I was like, I got a tennis court. Joshua won't pick up the racket.
Hilarious. I know we've got limited time. People are here to see Kim. We're so blessed to have Coca and Areva on. Areva was just here in St. Louis. We can talk a little bit about that. Just setting the table for you, Kim. I don't know if you got that email. Areva has two very big cases she's working on. Coca, everybody loves you. You've got shows. We already plugged you up top. Kim, I don't know if you want to dive into the fun or the work of everything, and you know people have questions in the live chat, so it's kind of your show. Kim, where do you want to head?
Well, you know, the first thing I want to head is I got to ask Areva what everyone is talking about right now is the testimony that I just was seeing on CNN. Can you break down to our viewers and listener what is going on?
So Fonnie Willis, African-American district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, is prosecuting Donald Trump and 16, 17 other people in this big RICO case. And one of the defendants filed a motion saying she should be disqualified. In fact, her whole office should be because she's having a personal relationship with a special prosecutor named Nathaniel Wade that she brought on as a contract attorney for the prosecutor's office. So with all these innuendos and speculation about this relationship, and the judge said, okay, I'm going to put an end to this, you know, circus. I'm going to hold a hearing, and you defendants come on and tell us, i.e. present some evidence about what has happened between Connie and Mr. Wade that would disqualify her and her office. So they subpoenaed Connie Willis to testify, and her office fought the subpoena, said, no, she's too high up. She doesn't need to testify. So after Mr. Wade testified, we thought we were going to call their next witness, and Connie came in her hot pink dress. She was hot. She came in hot. Said, no, I'm going to testify. And everybody's like, what? You're not going to testify. Like, you said no. He says, hell yeah, put me on the stand. She raised her hand, and she went at it. And she did a lot of talking, a little too much for us as lawyers, but she really laid out her case, which is, she said, a man is not a plan. He's a companion. And he and I, one of the reasons we broke up is because he thinks he should pay for me. And I am an independent Black woman, and my daddy has taught me since I was a kid, have your own money, pay your own way. And this man ain't never gave me as much as a gift. I have paid my own way. If he bought something on his credit card, I gave him cash, and he's not done anything for me. So what you want to do with that? So it was it was a lot, because she told us all kinds of details about the relationship and where they met and trips, and, you know, just, she was a little rambly, but she definitely made the point that this man has not been giving her gifts, taking care of her, or in any way paying for her.
But it has nothing to do with the RICO cases. It has nothing. So what is this, that Donald Trump has had prostitutes and all kind of ex-dancers and saying, grabbing women's stuff? Why? He's done it all.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel that we're going to take all this time. Go ahead, Ariba.
He's just masterful at deflection and creating distractions. This is what he does. This is his number one, like, passion in life. He figures out how to create just a circus. So your mind isn't thinking about, as you just said, all those other things. But guess what? See, you know what? We had a ram in the bush, because as they're down there fighting in Georgia, in New York, brother, Harvard grad, colleague of mine, that judge and that little, they called it rinky dinky, raggedy little courthouse in New York State Court, said, you going to trial on March 25th. So you can cry, you can complain, you can make every excuse under the sun. His lawyer's like, this ain't fair, this ain't fair. He's got a go campaign, blah, 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 blah. This was the cold part. The prosecutor got up and said, Donald Trump said that being prosecuted is helping him, making him more popular. So you couldn't possibly be arguing that this trial is going to hurt you, because he said this is going to help him. So judge is like, got a legal argument, because what you saying ain't nothing, man. Show up here March 25th. So Fani's happening in Georgia. Trump's going to trial in New York.
Oh, my God. And Fani, what was interesting is that Fani was like, you're lying. That what she told. She told the white woman, she said, baby, when she pointed her finger, and she said, you're lying. She said, yep, that's the picture, that's the picture, that's the picture. She was like, but you're lying. I said, oh, this is exciting. This is better than the housewives. She, when she said they asked her why she had 15 grand in her house, she said, because, she said, that's nothing. I was like, you better tell them it might be something to you. But 15 grand, 15 grand cash in my house ain't nothing. And for a Black woman, you don't know when we got to run.
She said, I'll take money because cash is king. I might have to negotiate with a cab driver, you know, some jet skis or whatever. So she carries cash. She said, her daddy, we're going to hear from her father either tomorrow or Monday. Well, Monday's a holiday. So tomorrow or Tuesday, daddy's coming to testify that, yes, he taught his baby girl to always have a stack of cash.
What? You're kidding.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
they bring her daddy.
Yeah. Connie wants to substantiate her claim that she kept cash and that he trained her to keep cash. Because see, what they're trying to say is, it's very convenient. You ain't got no records, right? No Cash App records, no credit card records, no bank withdrawal statements. You know, they're trying to suggest she's lying about paying him back in cash. But she's go, daddy gonna come and say, I taught her from day one. Pay her way, don't let no man take care of her. And yes, she's had cash since she's been an adult.
You messing with a black man in his, you interesting.
It's gonna get really, really hot up in there on tomorrow or Tuesday.
You don't mess with baby girl when it comes to
everybody is. Oh, you know, I have another question. Why do they call it RICO cases? Why is that the name? What does that mean?
That's a short name for the particular statute. I have to look up. I can't right now remember what it stands for.
Oh, racketeering something.
It's a short name for a
racketeer. Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act.
That's it. Thank you.
Wow. She just needs to keep saying that. I mean, let's talk about this racketeering. Yeah. You're talking about $15,000 in cash. Let's talk about this racketeering.
She said, I'm not on trial. Those people over there that tried to subvert our democracy and interfere with an election, they're on trial. Oh, he was getting them told. She told the man.
That's what
he yelled at me.
I drank white goose, walked away.
Did you see? She was hot. Her eyebrows were up here.
You get up and walk away. She goes, I don't drink wine. I drink Grey Goose. I said, wait, okay.
He likes wine.
Yes, she did, Kim. Yes, she did.
So you need to get your plan back. You got enough material in that testimony that'll last you for a year. You got material for days in that testimony.
Oh, I started recording. She said that. I said, let me record this. I'm about to listen, Jim.
I should have recorded it. Dang.
Oh, you dang. You know it's on YouTube. Everywhere. It's going to be all kind of memes with her and Grey Goose. Grey Goose is going to need to hire her, give her a contract.
They're going to get a whole influx of people buying Grey Goose now. I'm telling you, like, Ciroc, your days are over.
I drink Grey Goose.
That is true. And baby, a black woman, you could tell she was trying to, because her eyebrows were up here, because she was she was like this. She had her eyebrows up there and that forehead was wrinkled. And baby, she had this because she was holding her mouth. She had her mouth tight because she was like, don't say it. Just hold on. She was looking at them like, come on with it. I was like, oh, she came to fight. She ain't playing.
If I want all the smoke as a person, it was Fanny.
We have to talk about the ex-friend. Earlier today, her ex-friend, in air quotes, is the one that tried to put her on blast. Said that her and Mr. Wade been fooling around since 2019, that they're lying, that it didn't start in 2021. That's your ex-girlfriend. This guy housewife drama all over the place.
Kim, which one of your friends would sell you out like that?
I'm not saying no names.
You never let the enemy know, you know?
I was setting you up to say none of them because you have a great group of friends.
Let me tell you something. No, the right check come along, they probably all say something. There's a couple of them that won't say nothing, but if these people might be paying people, you don't know what. Why would an ex-girlfriend come and say that? Why would she do that?
Well, she's a disgruntled ex-employee. Bonnie hired her and they fell out. So you know how that goes. I'm trying to say this. Fire her. Mr. Producer, can we find that out?
What's the question?
The ex-friend.
The ex-friend.
The ex-friend came and said, no, they've been dating.
Robin Bryant Gertie. She said they started dating shortly after a conference in 2019. She has no doubt that they had a romantic relationship before he was hired by Fonny.
She's a hater.
Now what?
Yeah, she probably mad because he went with Fanny and not her. You know it's always that simple.
Right. Oh, she's a hater.
Speaking in 2022 after Brian was terminated. Okay, producer, get on this. Was terminated from her job.
We're going to lose Ariva's number list next time we need somebody.
I'd be quick at this Google draw. I knew she was ex-disgruntled, so I figured she was fired.
Yes, of course she was. Mm-hmm. Wow, baby, that's one DA I would not mess with. Oh. Man, that is so, she is something else.
Hey, you ladies, you're carrying this and you're carrying it well. Tia M says, I don't care how late the podcast starts, it's always time to eat while watching the show. Monica's enjoying it. MM says, to hell with Grey Goose. I'm an alcoholic. I need Grey Geese's. Okay, MM. Pac 93 says, hold on, y'all. I got to go get me a snack and drink because this is getting good. It does. It sounds like a script. Ariva, have you ever been compelled to take a case to a screenwriter?
I'm looking for a screenwriter. I'm looking for Kim. You know, Kim can play Ariva. She knows me well.
Girl, I'd have to get 3 more feet on me and lose 100 pounds.
You already lost 100. We size you good.
You right. Girl, what else you got, Chris?
So Ariva's only got a few minutes left. If we do, I think we have a thing for her, a plug for her radio show. If you could pop that up, Deja. If you all are in LA or online, even KBLA 1580, Ariva's got a show. She does that weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. Check that out. Tune in for all kinds of great information. Very informative. Also, Ariva, she can hang in the entertainment and fun discussions as well. So we like hearing. I didn't hear that. You can take that down, Deja. Yes, we have a photo of the Mardi Gras, the Mayor's Ball. So Ariva was here in St. Louis. We'll say the fun part first. Ariva was here in St. Louis, and the mayor asked her to sit at her table for the Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is a big deal in St. Louis. It's probably like 2 or 3 in the country behind New Orleans and maybe somewhere else. But
you know, that's strange.
You think that's weird?
Kim knows the mayor very well. He's with their deltas.
That's my girl. You sent me the picture of her. I was like, I didn't know who the supermodel was.
Where's our photo producer?
Pictures of the ball. I need to send
you both look so.
Look at this. Look at this. If I do say so myself.
That's Chris's picture. I want the one with you and I in the mirror. Wait a minute.
There they go.
That's right.
Look at them. That's the mayor. Okay, right?
Everybody was so nice. Everybody looked great. It was a really nice time. It was done up like Kim, the ball that you came here, or the award show that you came here for. Everybody was super dressed, super nice.
Urban League.
Yeah. Urban. It was about like that, or the Grammys or something. But man, everybody was just dressed to the nines. The mayor did a wardrobe change. It was a good time. Everybody was so nice too.
Was my number 13, but he said yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Ariva. I feel, Coco, have you ever been somebody's 50th text that they asked somebody to go something to?
Everybody said no.
Take that one down.
I said, Chris, what you doing? I would love for you to be my date. I've been thinking about asking you. I don't know how to ask you, but are you?
Ariva, you're going to make me run out this house.
Oh, my gosh. Just unbelievable. Like, and you know when you're being played, you know, in the moment where you're like, I guess, you know, it's the mayor's table. I'll just join. Sure. It was
Here's
a great
the
time.
Problem. My friends in St. Louis don't go to balls. They like, girl, I ain't got nothing to wear to no ball and blah, blah, blah. You know, so they were like, oh, I don't have anything to wear. And so they were all acting crazy and funny about it. So I was like, who has a suit?
That was your criteria, Chris. Didn't we have a suit? Wow.
It's, you know, nothing warms your heart.
You know what? To your defense, you looked good in it. So that's why. She had to find a man to look good in a suit. You can put a suit on a brother man, but you looked good in a suit.
Right. Ariva's like, who can I get that could look like they're like the head of security for something?
Not the head of security, Lord.
That
oh
is
my gosh.
So crazy. Ariva, Bob, who's a girl?
What's that?
It was crazy. I said, Ariva, what else do you have? I was wondering what else did you have coming up or going on? Because, you know, I only can catch up with you when it's serious talk. usually we're clowning and having fun. Yeah.
I got to come back to talk about this because your audience will love it. I was in St. Louis, actually, because I just took on this big case. My clients were notified by St. Louis University that they are the descendants of enslaved men and women that were brought from Maryland to St. Louis and helped to build St. Louis University.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Literally,
they did a genealogy study and were able to find these men and women and tell them that Henrietta Mills and Charles Chauvin, slaves that were enslaved by the Jesuits, St. Louis University is a Jesuit university. And we, the woman in the, with the glasses, the economist, I hired her. And we calculated, based on the interest rate, that the value of those wages that those enslaved people should have been paid was anywhere from like $360 million to $74 billion.
I'm a cousin.
I can't wait to give you my genealogy. I know there's some stuff somebody owe me somewhere. I got a whole book on my people.
Well,
whoa.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They got marriage license. They got all these records of, you know, these enslaving these people and making them work to build this now prestigious university. And
you want to talk?
Mind-boggling.
Areva got up and really laid out the case well, represented the family well, and I just want to thank you again for having me sit to the side of the stage. It was a very comfortable discussion for me to be a part of.
This is over there like, those slave owners were not my relatives.
That economist had a reason. I wasn't about to say anything. She would have had an answer to anything. There is no wiggling. She would have sat me down. She did not seem to be a fan of white people, and I just kind of sat back and stayed out of the way. But no, a very direct and eye-opening conversation for sure for anyone. Not even conversation, just discussion, and it was very much a learning.
You learned a lot.
Anyone would.
Yes.
Anyone would.
I'm going to skedaddle. I got to get out of here. I got to go jump on the air and talk about Fannie Willis. But let's have this conversation, Kim and Chris, again, because so many people, most of us are descendants of enslaved people, and finding who our ancestors were and learning what their contributions to this country is like so incredibly inspiring and empowering.
I'm hoping mine is like Kentucky Fried Chicken or something.
Okay. All right.
you know how much Kentucky Fried Chicken is worth, right? Billions and billions of dollars.
So. I would be like, y'all know when I walk up into any franchise, I'm going to want some free chicken.
Stop it. On that note,
I'm trying to get ordered some chicken for these people, but we'll take some food too. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend, and nice to meet you, Coca. I hope to see you in LA on the community. I know Chris is going to show us something with Kim, and I'll get to meet you in person.
Thank you for jumping on with us, Areva.
Thank you so much, Areva. Do yourself a favor, follow Areva on Instagram at Areva Martin, and you can listen to her on KBLA. All right, so we got right around 10 minutes left. You two, with that hilarious topic lead in, how do we want to finish out the show?
I can't even use my ancestor because I'm a direct descendant of Nat Turner. What I'm going to say, can we get some reparations because he killed about 45 white people?
Do you know?
All I can do is say, hey, don't mess with me. My great, 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 great uncle, Nat Turner, is in my DNA. I'm crazy. Like, what can I do?
You know what I want to talk about, which is driving me crazy? I have had this discussion with Chris. I have been calling you Coco Brown for 15 years. Obviously, Chris said I'm saying it wrong.
I didn't say you were.
We talked about
privately.
This.
Privately, yeah.
How do you pronounce your name that I've been talking to? We've done Chris shows.
It's Coca. So I mean, but everybody says cocoa because when they think of like hot cocoa, but technically it's coca. That's how coca and the coca bean, you know, so coca brown.
But you never corrected any of us. We have done shows together. We have done TV shows. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got tired of correcting everybody. I mean, when I first, you know, I was like, it's coca, mm-hmm. it's coca. Then I've been struggling with people spelling it right because they always want to leave the A off. So it's like, after a while, I just said, is my check right? Because I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, I don't know what maybe I'm gonna have to like beat somebody or die on screen or something, because obviously me telling people it's coca brown, let it roll off your tongue, coca brown, but everybody says cocoa or they want to spell it C-O-C-O. And I'm just like,
yep, that's how I spell it in my phone.
C-O-C-O? How? Then you go probably the C-O-C-O-A.
Yep. Tell me how your mama called you when it was time to come in the house.
Oh, no. See, mama, I didn't get called Coco by my family. No. My name was Girl. So, girl, you know. If she felt good, she put baby girl. But
come on in.
Coca came from another comic. Another comic gave me that stage name when I first started. A comic named James Bean gave me that name.
James Bean gave you that?
Yes, he did.
What made him give you that? I just need to know the story behind that.
I had just started doing comedy, but you know, I was all this energy with minimal jokes, but I had a good personality on stage. But he said, Coca, you just have so much energy on stage and you just, you know, you need a name. At the time, I was Farrah. I was just going on stage as Farrah Brown is my real name.
Farrah. I remember Farrah. That's right. I know that
and,
name.
And he said, stage name, you need something that'll pop. And I'm like, huh? You know, and he saw me like a couple of weeks later, handed me a piece of like a napkin. And inside the napkin, it was Coca Brown. He goes, that's your name. And that's how it happened. I just said, okay, I'll be Coca Brown. And that's how it happened.
You weren't that's sleeping simple. With him, you just took the name, huh?
Okay. Not at all.
Just
And he gave me the name. And so
Kim's befuddled. What do you think it happened like Coca? Like it was like something he said. Yeah. Mid action.
I'm like, a dude walk up, we've been friends, and he just give me his name. I'm like, all right, you give me a name, you know. What I get out of it. Okay, I got a name, but I'm going to need something else, I think.
What's crazy is that it took, like, he kind of left the business for a while, got married, went on with his life. I think he was living in Vegas. And it was like 15 years later, I was doing a show in Vegas, and I ran into him, and he goes, you still using the name? That's great. I'm like, yeah. So he was like, he went.
I like Coca Brown.
Kim,
that is a great name.
What would your stage name be? Weren't you an alliteration fan? What were you going to go with?
Well, you know, I
she thinks that's the only reason Sherry's successful, by the way, Coca. Alliteration.
What's that? What?
Sherry Shepherd. Two S's.
Well, that's the thing. Farrah Brown just didn't pop. You know, Farrah Brown, I love my name, and I was told I should have just went by Farrah. You know what I'm saying? Because I do sometimes wish I had just gone with my real name and just been Farrah. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny now that, you know, I've noticed that my manager now is putting me down as Farrah Coca Brown, which I'm loving it because it's kind of rebranding.
Okay. I always wanted Kim Kennedy, but I thought I was going to marry a dude named Kennedy. So I was like, it made no sense.
Kennedy, KKK. Oh, that would not have been a good look, girl.
Uh-oh.
Not a good look.
Kennedy, yep. And then, now you're right. A manager told me to change it to Lynn Whitley, Lynn. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't like it. You know, she was like, yeah, because then there's Lynn Whitfield. I was like, this was early on.
You became the name looking like Florence Jefferson.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is, Coca?
What?
I'm so petty that I remember saying, I'm not changing my name because all those disbelievers in high school need to know I made it.
Dang.
Right, I feel you.
But that, I mean, come on. I want everybody to be like, that's Kim Whitley, you remember? Yay. That's a damn shame because I could have changed it to Kim Whitley.
And that makes sense, though, because you know how long it took for my old principal from my high school to realize that Farrah Brown was Coco Brown? It just happened 2 years ago.
That's because you went to a reunion and told him.
Commonwealth University, and I went to school with Boris Kojo. Boris stepped on the cover of the VCU magazine 511 times. It was 3 years ago. They said, we didn't realize you was Coco Brown and you went to VCU too. So I finally got a cover. I'm like, so I feel you. I wish I had my real name. Yeah. I probably would have done a whole lot of commencement speeches if they had known Coco Brown and Farrah Brown the same person.
Coco Brown and Farrah Brown.
That's funny.
It's the same person.
F. Coco Brown.
No, right. Farrah Coco Brown. And the reason I didn't do that, because when I came into business, I thought about changing it to Farrah Coco Brown, but then there was Yvette Nicole Brown. And I said, well, I don't want to look like I'm doing her name. So I stuck with Coco Brown. But then my manager was like, we going with Farrah Coco Brown. That's how we going into meetings. I'm like, okay, so.
I like it. Really? I like it.
Man, she's calling me Farrah in the meeting. I'm like, okay, Farrah.
What you been working on? You got a lot of stuff going on. I know I've been watching you. What you been doing, girl? I usually run into you, and we haven't been called for the neighborhood yet, you know. That's usually our little stop. No, I'm a hit upset.
Oh, that's how we have. And I'm thinking the Pink Lady has got to be coming back soon because people love them, you know. Just on that. We had fun with that. Honestly, I've been behind the scenes, Kim. I've been producing. So I got two projects ready to come out right now, Shattered Reflections and Twisted Hearts. One's a rom-com and one's a faith-based film. I've been producing, you know.
You gotta tell me where they're coming out, so we can produce it. You gotta tell me how you did it so I can do mine. This is great because we gotta move into other directions.
I'm still slinging these jokes, but I've been over here. See, Farrah Coco Brown is the one that's trying to get in the PGA. Coco Brown, I hear some of these jokes.
Weren't you doing? Call me now. That was the last time I talked to you on the.
I was doing that with Rage. Yeah, I was doing that with Rage. And then it's crazy because her movie ain't even dropped yet. And then I think Sanaa Lathan's getting ready to do one. Did you see that? Sanaa Lathan bought the rights to her story, and she's about to play Cleo. And it's crazy. It's a mess. I don't know what's going on. Girl, I just played the chick that trained her on how to get the people money. That's all I played.
Right. I was cracking up because I was talking to you on the FaceTime and you had to run and go get on the set. I was cracking up. We were doing your podcast and you was like, I gotta go. I was like, what in the world?
I was in the middle of a scene and I was like, I'm gonna do it right quick. And then, you know me. We the queen of multitaskers. You play, Kim. You know how to multitask too. So I'll do in a heartbeat.
On that multitasking note, before we lose Kim and I have to shake the keys at her to get her her attention back, I know both of you have crazy schedules. I'm going to step in, tell everybody, go see Kim in Hartford, Connecticut next week at the Funny Bone. And they're Kim, we're going to set you up. There's a very nice woman from a paper there that wants to do an interview with you, so I need to hook that up with you. And then you guys go see Hartford Funny Bone. You bringing Andre? You bringing anybody?
I probably will. Yeah, I'm She'll working some, on that now.
Cool. She'll Hartford have somebody fun Funny with her. HartfordFunnyBone.com. Go see her if you're in the Northeast. And then, again, a reminder, if you're in Atlanta, go to City Winery. We love the City Winery here in St. Louis. We love it. I'm sure it's even better in Atlanta. Yeah. So go check
now,
out.
Before the City Winery, I think, City Winery, but make sure if y'all in Birmingham, come to the Star Dome. If you in Richmond, come to the Funny Bone. If you in D.C., come to the D.C. Comedy Loft, Arlington, Texas, Uptown, Tommy T's. Just go to my website, child, CocoBrownForLife.com. I'm working.
I love it. She's staying busy.
I like those pictures. Look at that picture with her breast all out.
Hey, oh, yeah. That was a wonderful Photoshop. And that Photoshop was perfect.
I hope you don't mind. I took a little liberty and gave some more cleavage on the photo. I hope you don't mind.
It's all good, Chris. I see you checking my cleavage out when we're around each other. I just feel like it's reparation.
Oh, no. Do you know, Kim wouldn't even look at me the same when she got back from Ghana. I just keep taking it from all sides.
We gotta look at it. Me, Kim, and Sherry, honey, we can't go in nobody regular store to buy.
Sherry, no, Sherry does not. Sherry's not with us.
Ninja anymore. Crew over here.
You two are amazing. You're very busy mothers. Thank you so much for making time for the fans. Everybody in the live chat, loving it. Huge shout out to Ariva and Kim. I'm talking over you. If you need anything, get it out now, and we'll let you go.
No, I'm good. I'm so glad my friends came on and joined me. Sorry, Sherry could not be here today, but it was definitely filled with a lot of fun and knowledge. I'm so glad. Give your son my love. Tell him I'm very proud of him.
I will. Thank you too, girl. Give Joshua. I heard Joshua got a girlfriend. You know, my son still thinks girls are yuck, but he did tell me he was straight, so we're good.
Okay. Yeah, Joshua.
He announced that, but he's like, but I don't like them. I don't like them, mommy. They're just stupid. I said, oh, okay.
He'll come around.
Josh, he told me he had sex till he was 30. I said, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, I ain't heard that from Joshua. We'll so see.
You know, I got a blur.
You know what I want to ask you? Did you get your son? It's a personal question. You can answer or not. What? Did you get him the vaccine you're supposed to get these kids by the time they turn 13? The HPV? Yeah.
Yes, because I don't trust these little girls. Yeah, I did.
Right, but they said I can get it anytime.
I mean, up until I think you can get it anytime. We can get it as adults.
That was that was just the doctor talking to you, Kim. That had nothing to do with Joshua. The doctor was just saying you could get it anytime, Kim.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're a beautiful woman.
You're going to just, you know, I'm not listening to him, right?
We're not doing this now.
I said a doctor liked you.
Okay. It's not that I trust my son. I do because I don't trust these little girls. You know, they breed these chicken Alfredo. They breed them. So.
Did you call them chicken Alfredos?
Yeah, chicken Alfredo helpers. You know the ones. They breed them, so I don't trust them. I don't want my son getting caught up because some helper put a little extra sazon in her Alfredo sauce. we gotta protect our baby, Skip. We gotta protect our baby.
Wait a second. Okay. A second. Let's see. Someone just said hey to Sherry in the live chat. Is Sherry Shepherd in the live chat? I don't think so.
Look. Okay,
Sherry's hair.
Right. You know.
Coca Brown.
Yes. Go watch the episode I was on Sherry's show. You'll see that, you know, we talking with each other. Yeah.
Come here. The dog is crazy. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Coca Brown, for joining us. I love having you. You keep you just be available when I need you.
I got you, girl. I got you. You know me. I will multitask, but I will fix a carburetor and be on your show at the same time.
Oh, hey, Chris, tell everybody where to follow Coco Brown. Coco, you tell
me. Oh, it's easy. At Coco Brown, one funny mama on Instagram. And sorry, Coco, you can plug
yourself. Spell the whole thing. You don't have to spell the whole thing. Everybody's like, your name is so long. Just put in Coco Brown and the letter O. You'll see me pop up with the blue check. It's just that simple.
Boom.
Easy enough.
All right. Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you, girl. Thanks for having me. Bye, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Coco.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas. What's with the grin? Sherry and Kim. Yeah, that's them. About to throw down.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.